Meseches Bamatir Parabed Mishabav Vad Masai Chayev Lahakris. How long do you have to be Machris? Do you have to publicize that you found an Aveda? Ad Kadesh Yedu Boshchenav Divre Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds as long as it takes for the neighbors in the vicinity that you found the Aveda to find out that something was lost. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Shalosh Regalim. Rabbi Yehuda said you have to be Machris three different Regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, and this is a good opportunity to be Machris, as all of Klai Yisrael is Ola Regal, goes to Yerushalayim for the Regal, so everybody could find out that something was lost. Ba'achar HaRegal Acharon Shiva Yomim. You must continue to be Machris for 7 days after the third Regal. Kedei Sheyelech Lebeso Shlosha, B'yachzer Shlosha, B'yachriz Yom Echad. So, to give a chance to somebody who lives 3 days away from Yerushalayim, to return after the regal to his house and see if he lost his object that you are being machris, and if he finds that he did lose it, he would have a chance to return back to Yerushalayim, and he would find you still being machris, as you are machris one extra day, the seventh day, and he would give the simanim, and he would get back his aveda. Now, even though there are quite a few people that live farther than 3 days away from Yerushalayim, the chachamim were not mechayev you to be machris more than 7 days after the third regal, since you have already been machriz for three regalim. And nowadays, the Klai Yisrael is not all the regal, the Chachamim are mechayev you to be machriz in Bate Knesiot and Bate Medrashot. Meseches Bamatir Parabeis Mishnah Zayin. Amar et Aveda velo Amar Simaneha lo Yitin lo. If somebody is able to correctly identify what type of object was found, but he cannot give a simen on the object, you should not return the object to him, as maybe he took a lucky guess and was able to identify the object, but since he cannot give a simon on the object, there is a likelihood that it is not really his. But haramai afal pisha amar simaneha lo yitin lo. Somebody is a known ramai, that he is a dishonest person, even if he could give a simon on the object that you found, you should not return the object to him. Shenemar, this we learn out from the pasuk at rosh achicha oso, and the chachamim learn from this pasuk at chetidrosh ev achicha emramaihu emeno rama. You should not give a metzia back until you interrogate your brother to see if he is a ramai or not. Kol davar sheoise v'oichol yaseh v'yochol. Anytime somebody finds an animal that can work for the food that you feed it, it is an animal that works in the field, so then the Chachamim are mechayev you to hold on to the animal even after the three regalim are up, that you publicize that you found the animal, and it's your work for the food that you feed it, as an owner would rather have his own animal back than for you to sell the animal and give him the money. Udaber she'ein oise ba'oichal yimacher. But if you find a type of animal that does not work for the food that you feed it, it is not an animal that works in the field, then after the Shalosh Regalim that you publicize that you found the animal is up, you should sell the animal, and when the owner comes to claim it, you should give him the money back. Shenemar, this we learn out from the Pasuk, Bahasheboso Lo. Re'eh Heach Tishivenu Lo. We learn out from Bahasheboso Lo that you should see to it that it is completely returned to him. As since it does not work for the food that you feed it, if you would hold on to the animal, when he comes to claim it, you would give him a bill for the food that you fed the animal. So therefore, it is better that you sell the animal and give him the money instead. Ma'yehei bedamim. When you sell an object that you found, what do you do with the money until the owner comes to claim it? Rabbi Tarpin Oimer Yishtamish Behem, Lefichach Em Abdu Chayev. Rabbi Tarfon says you have the right to use it, the money, until the owner comes to claim it. Therefore, if the money gets lost, you would be responsible, as since you have the right to use the money, you are considered a shoel, somebody who is borrowing something, and the din of a shoel is that he is chayv even for onsim, even if an unavoidable occurrence caused you to lose the money, still you would be chayv. So in this case also, even if an onus happens to the money, you would be chayv, even if you had not yet used the money. Since you have the right to use the money, you are chayv for onsim. Rabbi Akiva, Omer lo yishtamish behen, lefichach em avdu eino chayv b'achor yusim. Rabbi Akiva says, you have no right to use the money. You must hold on to the money until the owner comes to claim it. Therefore, if it gets lost, you are not responsible, and since you have no right to use the money, you are not considered a shoel, and therefore you are not chayev b'achriyusa.